Hello.
Hi. Bob Alderman.
Yeah.
You want any reaction rundown?
Okay. We've got, I think you scored a super 10 strike on this one. We're
gotten quite a little reaction stuff in, you know, because they've been working on picking up some quotes. It's clear that the work we've got to do is on Rehnquist, and I don't think that there isn't going to be any problem in doing it because all the raw materials there, the problem
first in this class.
Yeah. And they're all foreign, but the legal types, we've gotten a tremendous run of legal stuff, so, you know, we can get some law quotes out. And they're all, they just, you know, have orgasms over Powell.
Yeah, but they've got to have orgasms over Rehnquist.
Well,
because he's smarter than Powell.
Right, that's what we've got to get going, and we can't.
Well, who's doing
and
that?
What they say, with Warren Colson, what they're saying is that, you know, he appears to be highly qualified, but I don't know him.
That's too bad.
It's unavoidable. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of people. Now, Judge Haynesworth, though, for instance, says, I know both of them well. They're both splendid, excellent choices. And, you know, that kind of thing. But most of them say, like Bob Meserve says on Rehnquist, I don't know him. I appreciate his academic record. You know? And Coburn Powell says, I don't know him, but his credentials seem excellent. These are past presidents of the bar.
Yeah.
And so we're just going to have to, and we're already starting on that. We're going to concentrate on getting some solid stuff. There's no negative on him at all.
That's the point. It's pretty hard to take him to avoid him.
But the old timers, the tower, you know, the big power type people in the law business, all know Powell, of course, and so they're ecstatic about him. And then they just don't know Rehnquist, so we've got to build that one up. Dean of Stanford Law School says he had a brilliant record at Stanford, should be outstanding. His work at Stanford was superb. He's highly qualified, highly regarded by the teachers in the room. So, I mean, he builds him up because he knew it. But we're going to work now and get people who do know him in the government and out and so on.
All right.
Did you get a rundown on George Meany from anybody?
I talked to Meany. He was all right.
Did you?
No, he's all good. He says, well, I think he looks good. I've got to check in the morning.
So yeah.
He's pretty all right.
Well, he made the comment right after the TV that he said, the ABA's got egg on its face now. This is a great announcement, and I'd like to see the editorial writers rip up their editorial. Get
right.
Kick out of that kind of stuff anyway. The press and editorial stuff looks good. The Phoenix Republican...
Apparently, it must have really taken the commentators. Julie or Trish both told me the commentators were just flabbergasted.
They were.
Not that thing to say.
They were, completely, because they'd all come on. We had a lot of fun watching the news because they all came on saying, you know, the president's going to appoint Herschel Friday. And,
really?
I know there's a layup, and he might move in a different direction and appoint Arlen Adams or, you know, something like that. I mean, nobody mentioned either of these two names.
Correct.
As even a possibility. So that...
Right.
That held, but...
Shows you why we had to keep it quiet.
Sure. Phoenix Republican Gazette, Ed McDowell, says, I'm right this minute putting together one of the most laudatory editorials I've ever written. I know Powell by reputation. It's an excellent choice. I know Rehnquist. He rates at the very top. There's no one who can accuse them of a failure to meet high standards of the Supreme Court. Rehnquist is one outstanding person. President Nixon deserves a great deal of credit. Mr. Nixon said he would try to restore the balance of the court. He's following through on that promise.
You noticed the most important thing I said was the country with the law and order stuff.
Yep.
They got by.
They sure did. And that came through. Old Kilpatrick.
Kilpatrick, yeah.
And Lieutenant Brian Richmond says, I'm damn well pleased. We've been editorializing for the appointment of Louis Powell for many years. And... the Orlando Sentinel guy says he really showed those bastards. Their credentials seem to be of the highest. It's about time the silly business of confirmation was stopped. San Diego Union, very masterfully done. I thought the Bar Association decoy was masterful. I can see a lot of them think that's what that was.
Sure.
I can see Senator Bayh and Kennedy with egg all over their faces. I must say I was very impressed with the nominations, and we'll give our editorial support. Palmer Hoyt, they're really good men, and I'll write that in the morning.
Good.
Brady Black, I have a hunch that what the president had to say about the background of the nominees and the need to adjust to the situation where we protect the innocent, prosecute the criminal, will go over extremely well. I think it will carry a great deal of weight on the president's choices. I thought his reasoning in making the nominations will gain the public's support.
Okay, good.
But it's that's the general run. Johnny Oakes at the New York Times says this is absolutely amazing. They sounded like good appointments to me. I don't understand why there was all the discussion of the other six. Threw him off. But Arthur Goldberg says there are two men who seem qualified. He knows Powell, but has only met Rehnquist and doesn't know him very well. Does not agree with their general philosophy. Sees no problem in confirmation.
Sure, he doesn't agree with him. Thank
well, that's
God.
Good. You sure as hell don't want him. You don't want people that he would agree with. So. Reg Murphy at the Atlanta Constitution says, well, you fooled us again. This was the biggest surprise since China. They look like outstanding men to me.
Good.
Gannett Papers, I thought the president did a hell of a good job of talking about his philosophy, and I think that those who would try to stir up difficulty for the confirmation of these two gentlemen are going to be caught short. Carl DeBloom, he did a really good job of catching the opposition off base. A good illustration that he can pick the right man. James Wexler said, I'm going to write about it in the morning, and the only honest reaction is that I'm going to do some research. Erwin Canham, though, says, I've already editorialized on the high quality of Lewis Powell. These two appointments are tremendous improvements over the names that have been bandied about. I think you're going to get, some darn good reaction. Bob Byrd made a good statement saying he would support your effort to restructure the court. And the commentators were just completely thrown off. They didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Severide said you'd finesse the whole situation.
He did.
Yeah, so they all say there won't be any fight. There can't be. They're obviously qualified. No basis for a fight. So,
well. Any reaction from the women?
No. Yep. That will have to do, but you deserve credit for having given it the try, and that's what we've got to make
all
sure
out.
You get.
All out.
That was a good stroke quoting Lippmann in there, too.
Yeah.
Stick it to him again. Anyway, but I think the presentation was awfully good. It's obviously easier for you to do your own speech. Yeah, but I mean, it's easier for you to deliver one you've written.
It's better to do it that way than have Sapphire.
Oh, it was very good, because you got your whole story over on the court, your attitude towards it, the not just the appointments, but the wrap-up thing on the respect for the court. That whole thing. So it was a damn good chance to do more than just appoint two men.
Okay, very good.